The NRC is looking for comments on its draft study examining if faster removal of spent fuel from pools to dry cask storage significantly reduces risks to public health and safety. The NRC began the study following the March 2011 Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan, where NRC spokesman Scott Burnell points out the spent fuel pools survived the strong earthquake. Ever since Fukushima, there has been heightened concern about an earthquake's impact on a reactor in the U.S. The NRC study uses Peach Bottom in Pennsylvania as the basis. Here's Burnell.
The staff looked at what they considered to be a representative plant, the same basic design as the reactors at Fukushima. And that's also a design that's shared by 23 reactors in the United States, including Vermont Yankee and Pilgrim in Massachusetts. And the draft conclusions of the study can generically be applied to those similar designs, but the agency would need to do additional work to examine the other designs that are currently operating in the United States.
The study focuses on boiling water reactors, whereas other U.S. reactors, such as Indian Point, are pressurized water reactors. David Lockbaum is director of the Nuclear Safety Project for the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Well, the NRC study only looked at one reactor, a boiling water reactor, and only one event, a large earthquake, and excluded things like acts of terror, sabotage, or even partial drain down of a spent fuel pool, which could cause even greater consequences. And by looking at such a narrow slice, they determined that the way we're currently doing business is safe enough. When everybody else has looked at this issue, including us, have determined that the better way of storing spent fuel was to move it into dry storage.
He argues that problems resulting from earthquakes could result from other events as well.
They looked at a problem and totally ignored the biggest problems from that event in order to come out with the answer to give the all clear. That's science fiction. That's not science.
The NRC analysis shows that a very strong earthquake has a low probability of damaging the spent fuel pool in the case study. Lockbaum says the NRC missed the mark.
Fukushima did involve an earthquake, but that wasn't the problem. The problem at Fukushima was the long outage time. That Fukushima was out without power for more than 9 days. And it was that long power outage that caused three reactor cores to melt down and four spent fuel pools to be in jeopardy. So the NRC looked at an earthquake-initiated event and then ignored the problem that caused the greatest jeopardy at Fukushima. The NRC only looked at 3 days.
The NRC study evaluates how an earthquake might cause the spent fuel in a pool to overheat and leak into the environment. The draft study concludes there is about a 1 in 10 million years chance of a severe earthquake causing a radioactive release from the pool examined. The NRC's Burnell says public comment will help guide the agency in the regulatory process.
The work that the agency has done to this point is to support an eventual regulatory decision on whether or not there is a need to have U.S. reactors more quickly move their spent fuel out of the pools and into what we call dry cask storage, the large concrete and steel canisters that currently hold older, colder spent fuel that no longer needs to be in a pool.
The NRC released its study Monday, and the comment period is for 30 days. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.